Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. Some American evangelicals say that Jews do not need to come to Jesus Christ to be saved. That's the headline. David James, Bible in hand, comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Another disturbing part of this whole story is that some Christians here in the United States have also criticized the God TV programming. And I'm wondering, why in the world would they do that?
Well, on Tuesday, the nationalnews.com website reported on this, saying Tennessee-based evangelical leader Lori Cardoza Moore has called on the Israeli government to ban God TV from broadcasting programs focused on converting Jews to Christianity. This suggests to me that she holds to what is called dual covenant theology, and this means that she believes that Jews don't need to hear the gospel in order to be saved.
The question of whether or not we need to be concerned about getting the gospel out to the Jewish people.
Well, let's just pick up Paul's argument that you referred to in the book of Romans, and we need to keep in mind Paul was ethnically Jewish. So in chapters 1 and 2, he makes it clear that all, both Jews and Gentiles, stand guilty before a holy God. In Romans 3, Paul says that none are righteous and that all have sinned. In the next chapter, Paul makes it clear that no one can be saved by works, including by keeping the law. In chapter 5, he says, God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. In the next chapter, we read that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Then jumping ahead to Romans 9 through 11, Paul turns to a discussion of the Jewish people, and in the first few verses of chapter 9, he expresses sorrow and grief for his brethren who have all the advantages of their heritage but still aren't saved. And then in Romans 10:13, we read that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And then he asks the question, how shall they call on him in whom they have not believed, and how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And Paul makes it clear in verse 12 that there's no difference between Jews and Gentiles. All must hear that Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God, died for our sins and rose from the dead, and must believe that to be saved.
David James, Bible in hand, explaining what some Christian evangelicals refer to as dual covenant theology. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. As David mentioned, the Apostle Paul, who referred to himself as a Hebrew of the Hebrews, a Pharisee, considered all his Judaism as lost for Christ. That's Philippians chapter 3, verses 5 to 7. The Apostle also said in Romans chapter 9, verses 1 to 3, that he would accept being accursed, in other words, willing to go to hell, so that his brethren, the Jewish people, might come to know Jesus Christ. All people, including the Jews, must come to Jesus Christ for salvation. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...